If you've glanced up in the sky today, you may have noticed the odd appearance of the sun. It appears to be a pale pinkish color. There is an explanation, and CHMA called up Jim Prime, an Environment Canada meteorologist based in Fredericton, to find out what it is.
Yeah, so we're under a ridge of high pressure right now over the Maritimes, and usually when we have high pressure, we're thinking, you know, sunny skies and light winds and not much cloud, but the sky for a lot of areas in the Atlantic provinces are actually covered right now, and it's actually forest fire smoke, which is just elevated in the atmosphere, so you get a very uniform cloud-looking sky, and it's really just a high concentration of smoke which is passing over us. So, you know, I did see a lot of stuff on social media this morning, even myself looking up at the sun this morning, thinking, "Oh, what's going on up there?" But it's just a brief period of really concentrated smoke which is passing over us. It's moving to the south, so it's going to be moving out in towards the ocean overnight tonight and into tomorrow. So most likely we're going to be seeing the sun again tomorrow if you don't see it clearing by the end of the day today. But a very concentrated pocket that's been going over us today, and it was actually coming down from the south. So we were seeing this actually in Newfoundland and Labrador yesterday. Before that, it was up around Iqaluit. So it's just a pocket which is going over us, moving south, and it's just our turn today as it's passing over us.
Okay. All right. And it's very high in the atmosphere is what I'm gathering from what you're saying, and so there wouldn't be any necessarily like on ground effects from what we're seeing.
Yeah, you're right. In this case, we're very lucky because it is higher up. Looking at all of our air quality sensors, we're not picking up any readings at the surface. And with this high pressure system, things are not really turbulent, so we don't get a lot of mixing down to the surface. So we're not expecting it to mix down and create any issues around the surface. So very, very lucky with this. Really, the main impacts from it are that, you know, we get interesting colors sometimes in the morning or in the evening, similar to when you get a sunset or a sunrise, and people can see more like orange and purples. Unfortunately, it is a little bit thicker, so we saw more like gray with it, so not as sometimes as beautiful as other ones can be. And then sometimes we do get the temperature doesn't get as high as we would have expected if we had no smoke. So we were thinking temperatures were going to be a little bit warmer than yesterday because we're starting to get kind of on the western side of the high pressure system. But the smoke can sometimes reduce your surface temperatures by 2 or 3 degrees. So some areas are going to be a little colder than we were expecting initially if the smoke wasn't going to be there. But we should, by tomorrow, see those temperatures going up again and sunny skies when this area moves out.
That's Environment Canada meteorologist Jim Prime speaking with CHMA from Fredericton.